Hello and welcome to the Would You Rather podcast.
You've just put your podcast voice on.
What episode are we on? Yeah.
10.
Episode 10. Oh, landmark moment.
The big deece. Deece? Is that what? What's 10 in French? Under attack.
D-I-X, is it?
What's it in Spanish?
Is it no deux?
Oh.
No, a deux is two, is it not?
Is it in
deux? Under quack, under cinq, six, sec, week, no. Deece!
Deece! Deece is dieth in...
Dieth.
In 10. In Spanish. In 10.
Episode
10. So episode 10. Actually, I'll be honest, it feels like we've done more. For some reason, but I think it's because we had a wee break, isn't it? Had a wee break over Christmas.
I think we've been promising guests since about episode 5 as well.
I know, we need
well.
To get a fucking figure out with that.
But then again, this podcast is coming on the usual Friday night slot when we only recorded on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It was only Monday we saw each other. Well, me and you, Christy, have obviously seen each other a wee bit since then, to be fair.
Have
but
we?
Last time we saw Vinny.
No.
Was on Monday, so you get to see Vinny twice in 1 week, isn't it? Is real?
Soon in the future, Vinny will be living with us.
Aye. It's very real. What's your feelings, Christy, on seeing Vinny twice in a week?
I really like seeing Vinny twice.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Nice he's, friendly face to
he's
see.
He's his nasal strip on twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know we've given a lot of coverage on these podcasts.
Do you wear it every night
yet,
go to bed?
Yet to hear from
no,
sleep
it's, the wee nasal cap things I put in that open up. Imagine
you got burgled and someone came in and saw you. They would run the other way and they'd be like, what the fuck is that guy up to?
I was at a party and I was staying at my brother's and I was kipping there after it, so I got to the time where I was like 5 o'clock. I'm like,
you did take him to a party.
I'm away to my bed. And my mate Doug came up to say, see you later. And I my nose. He's like, what the fuck?
Why did you take them to a party?
I never took them to a party.
Yeah. Why did you have them on you?
See,
you went to bed.
Because I was going to bed, eh?
I love stories like this, to be fair, where you're caught. Where you're caught out doing something that you think is so like is so fine and something that you would just always do.
I could see the look in
you
his face.
So
I never took them to the party. I took them to somewhere I was staying the night.
Oh, so you were saying it was an
I
accident?
I was staying the night.
Oh, I thought you meant you just went to a party.
But he didn't take them to the party.
Yeah,
no.
He
had them in his pocket ready to strike. After football training one night, went to the garage to put petrol in the car. And I've... Ever since, so this car I've got just now is the first diesel car that I've ever had. So I don't know what diesel car I drove before or whether I first started filling this car up and I felt like with the diesel pumps at the petrol station, they're just a bit, the handles are just a bit greasy. Always felt like, whereas the petrol ones, I felt like there was no problem. So you get out the car, you could put the petrol pump in, no problem, no worries. But with the diesel one, I felt like, I'm better self putting a glove on. And actually, I'm sure I'd heard from people saying, no, put a glove on when you're putting diesel
my
in your
dad,
car
my
because.
Only see the killers put the gloves on.
It's pretty, it'll stick, it'll stay on your hands and then you're bringing it in and you're putting it on your steering wheel and all that. So, see, since I got this car, I've been doing that since then.
You always put the glove on?
Always put the glove on.
Weirdo.
Always put the glove
serial
on.
Serial killer.
And boys said if it were team fault, they were at the same petrol station, a couple of them, and they were like. Do you put a glove on to put your diesel in the car? And I'm like, and to me though, it just seems so normal now. And they were like, nah, it's weird.
It's such a thing that like, it's not even worth getting slagged about. In Scotland, you'll just get pelters for
that. That is
true.
But the thing is, there's genuine like merit in doing it. There's an actual understandable reason for why you would do that.
But it's
nobody does it.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of the things nobody does.
When you're saying this to me, like... You're not wearing a nasal strip right now as you do this podcast.
But we don't wear gloves on when we fill a car at petrol.
But you talk about you do it as well.
No, I don't.
You drive the same car and you don't do that?
Never do it.
So maybe the fact that I'm getting in and my hands are greasy off the steering wheels because you've been fucking greasing up. Aye?
Is it diesel or is it lube?
See, the first moment of the podcast, bringing it down and it's Christy.
Just taking it for diesel to lube.
I would hope that there's people listening to this podcast who have either been recommended it by other folk or do the recommending, and I wonder how they sum each year's up
in one word.
Nah, so like, you know, let's say this podcast by the way, it's get this
legend.
It's get this guy or that girl on it, and she's a wee bit like this or he's a wee bit like that, and I wonder if they just say about you like, I just get a sassy Christy on it, man, and she's just a fucking freak.
I do, when I listen back, I think I've got the most annoying voice ever. I sound
I hate my own
adult
voice.
Baby.
But do you know wonder, you, what people, if they've never seen us, probably, if you, they'll know what you look like, no doubt, but they probably don't know what you look like, so they've got visions of what we look like.
I just
you wonder if it'll
be
a disappointment
a
to them.
My sound is a bit older, that honestly sounds like, it's like Johnny and Vinny are in their 70s and Christy's 5.
Do not lump me in with Vinny.
Oh.
Do not lump me in with Vinny. The guy's ancient. Where are you going? Where are you going in the morning, Ben?
Going to a mate's birthday.
How old is he going to be?
He's going to be 50.
Let's no name check the mate.
All day.
It's a big moment for you. Is this your first 50th? Like 50th of someone that you know?
Of a mate, aye. He's the oldest.
First 50th.
But that shows you how I can mix in all sorts of circles.
Well, it's going to be the same for me and Christy when you turn 50, which is what, 9 years from now.
Yep.
I don't turn 59
years. No, when Vinny turns 50.
59 years.
Yep. Kirsty will still be in her 30s. Mm-hmm. I'll still be in my 30s.
I'll be in my prime. And we'll be
saying to people.
I'll be in the downward slope.
Oh, I've got my mate Vinny's 50th this weekend at the bowling club in Denniston.
I'll be Ridgery.
Has Ridgery got a bowling club?
Yeah, we've got the bingo.
Two shady pubs. Been going to bingo, aye.
Go to the bingo.
The bingo is quite good. I love the bingo.
I've never been, but it looks good.
The building looks pretty mellow.
It used to be an old cinema.
I did think.
And
that.
My mum used to go there years ago.
Oh.
To
watch
is this the one next to the. Is there a Bookies next to it? Or a Chippy next to it?
There's a Chippy. Vogue bingo.
Vogue.
Right. Is the Chippy called Vogue?
Yeah.
Chippy. Are they owned by the same person?
Well, it's Vogue magazine that owned it.
That sorry. Was Johnny dropping the burp bombs.
Yeah. I know, I'm sorry.
Wasn't
man.
Me for once.
Normally so aggressive towards Christy for doing that, so apologies. Right, that's a good wee intro to this week's podcast.
Slagging me about my age.
I know. I we promised that there's none of that that's... that's
only
do you slag your brother for being old? Because your brother's only actually born 3 days before me.
Do I slag that's him for being old? Nah, I probably don't slag him it's for being old yet. Really. Sometimes grey hair, grey beard, stuff like that will maybe give him a bit of slagging.
It's just me, because you mix with the same sort of people at times as well. And it's only just me in this podcast.
I think it's the same for me.
Aye. Look, let's be honest, your age has only become a theme in this podcast because of Christy. Mm. For some reason, she really loves giving you a slagging over it, which I think is well out of order.
I think it's out of order.
I'm just clinging a really bad part because it was that one time that I fucking thought you were a 50 and not 40.
Nah, we like themes, Christy. We like it when we've got a bit of patter that we can continue all the way through, aye. You know what I mean?
Milk it.
I did milk it when I brought the 50 blown to your 40.
No, that was good. That was funny.
That was funny, to be fair. The thing is, that wasn't deliberate. Oh, was that deliberate?
Well, yeah.
You actually bought it deliberately,
didn't you? Remember, I was going to try and get the individual numbers, I couldn't get them anywhere, so I had to get that wee black one. The individual numbers would have been amazing.
They would have been brilliant. Right, anyway, people are tuning in for a Would You Rather, and that is what we're going to give them. I kicked off, I think, last week's podcast with my Would You Rather question, which means it's Vinny's honour this week.
Is it?
And hopefully Vinny can kick us off on a quality question.
I've just came up with this question 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
But then I'm going down this route of almost like superpowers again.
I like superpowers.
But I think there's good discussion in them.
Yeah.
So it's no smarty. Well, it can get smarty because you get quite creepy last week, didn't you?
I know I did, and I appreciated Vinny's obviously is a big part of the Twitter output, and I did notice your tweet earlier on just kind of calling me and that creepiness.
It's creepy. I've thought about it. I still think about it. It's just weird. And the fact that you, for invisibility, one of the things you were so excited about doing was just coming back into his own house.
I'll be honest with you. See, after doing last week's podcast, or literally after making that point to the Wolfies and seeing your reaction, I was sitting thinking, I probably shouldn't have put this across in the way that I put it across. But fuck,
I do realise a lot of people would be in the same boat. I think I just got really confused.
There's millions of people that have been in the same boat. You try to tell me, Christy, if you had that power, you wouldn't sneak into Idris Elba's house and just see him cutting a bit.
No, but you never said that. You said you would just sneak into, you said you'd come back into your own house. Well, Christy was here.
When I was in the shower.
Yeah, that would be funny to be fair.
What a lack of ambition.
That was more for just funniness. I'd love to fuck about with Christy.
Johnny's favourite thing is giving me a fright, right? So the other night we were sitting watching this thing, new Sky Atlantic thing. It's amazing. You used to watch it called The Outsider. And we were sitting watching it, and it's fucking creepy, right? And I wasn't even far away from Johnny, but he just turned to me and he went... And it's not even a shout, it's just a noise, and I was so angry.
Oh, it was a brilliant moment. Literally just came to me, you know, a second before that. This is probably quite a good. Christy looks like she's properly into this. I'm going to make her absolutely shit herself here. And it wasn't a shit yourself, and I'm sure there's other guys that will be able to appreciate this, whether they're girlfriends or fiancés or wives. But it wasn't like a shit herself, and like she was just scared. It was like a shell cell, and it was like she was verging on like either crying or punching fuck at me.
I was
pretty funny. But anyway, Vinny's question.
Right. Would you rather have the ability to read people's thoughts or have x-ray vision? And x-ray vision, you mean the sense of seeing through walls and under clothes, not seeing somebody's skeleton.
You just gave Johnny a job for being creepy. You're creepy.
So, read people's minds or... be able to see through things.
Aye. So not X-ray vision, yeah, not in the sense of...
Not like actually X-raying people, nah. Just through their clothes.
See through their clothes, see through the good walls. Bits. It does sound quite creepy.
Do you only realise... I didn't only realise...
Depends what you answer.
So, now you have X-ray vision. I don't know how, it's quite a long-winded way around it. So X-ray vision, right? It's not the way you see a skeleton, right? So you like really, really fat people. You've got the same skeleton as me.
I know.
How many is that? After a while, your skeleton got fat. And everything got fat. And it's not.
I was like, she did say that her parents thought she was a child genius at one time, didn't she?
How? Actually, to get a psychologist to find that.
Skeleton? You thought the bones get fat?
I only realised recently that everyone's got the same skeleton and you just have weight on.
I wonder were your mum and dad taking you to the psychologist with that picture if they ever contemplated that maybe it was a bad sign rather than that you were some sort of child prodigy. Maybe they should have held you back a few years for school.
Sure. I'm really clever. I'm clever.
That is right.
Really clever?
Good, yeah, good.
Nine hires in advance.
Who cares about hires, though?
No, they don't count for shit.
Well, maybe cares about them.
But yeah, how many is it? But yeah, so in this instance, we're not seeing skeletons.
Aye, so that's why obviously no. Having weight, that's why obviously having a bit more weight on your body is a strain on certain bones in your body and your skeleton in general.
It's fat.
My head couldn't just figure that out. Like when I looked at someone, I just could not figure that out from my head.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think it wouldn't surprise me if there was loads of other people out there that were similar to you. Like they just,
they probably don't even contemplate
that the skeleton stays the same underneath. Talk. I think there'll be people going, "Aye, that's the skeleton of a really fat person." They're like, "Nah, no chance, man. That skeleton should be a lot bigger."
Hmm.
I don't think you get a photo like
that. Or somebody with a big fat face, let's say, and look at the size of his skull.
Mm-hmm.
His skull doesn't get bigger.
No, tell me lies if it's new.
But I would love, it'd be amazing for them, the 3 years die, for them to compare the skeletons of our skulls, sorry.
Yours would be massive.
My skull would be massive.
Do you ever wonder that? Like, now if you weigh yourself, do you ever try and divvy up where the weight is on your body? Like, if you have to pop my head off right now, are you able to take my head off? How heavy would it be?
Your body right now, what do you think is the heaviest part of it?
Like, torso?
Torso?
Well, it is, though. If you were to cut off my legs...
It's a bit of a general...
Yeah, but if you cut off my legs, cut off my
head. I know, but I wanted you to get more specific body-wise, like, you know what I mean?
Tits. No, I'm kidding on the fuck all there.
But I wanted you to get more... Like, torso's a bit... Big, like torso's a torso not very there, right away.
You're covering a lot.
You're covering a lot of ground there, but I want you be more specific. Like, what specific part of your body do you think is a bit heavy?
My head would be really heavy.
Your head.
Probably would be the heaviest part.
What do you think?
Hey, I've never thought.
Your legs, you're tall.
Your buzz. Your big fucking sack.
Aye, because I've got a big swollen.
More hair on it.
Aye. I don't know. Probably.
My arse probably be mine.
Nah, I think it's your noggin, definitely.
Aye, probably my head, but my arse is massive.
If you had died and our bodies get compared, I think your head would be in display somewhere.
I think in like 200...
In a big massive jar.
I think like 200, 300 years, they're looking at my skull going, this is a, you know, this guy must have been
prehistoric,
way ahead of, no, I think they were like, this guy must have been way ahead.
He looked
like
he's
so more developed than the rest of the human race at that time. He must have been like some sort of like genius leader.
And then they walk down and they see the wee chip of ladder. Developed obviously in the brain, but what we learned about this species was...
I wonder if that's a point too.
They just all the boil heads.
Certain people's bodies are just, it's overcompensated in some areas and undercompensated in others.
Do
you think big knobs run through, like,
probably
inherited?
Probably.
They're not meant to get bigger. The younger, like, the first person will be an all right, the middle one will have a bigger one, and the youngest one will have the biggest.
No.
Is that what you just said about him and his brothers? Is that what you're thinking about?
What did you say?
Because he's got three brothers.
I don't think it's... I didn't actually even...
The youngest in the family has the biggest knob, apparently.
Paul
will be loving this, man.
So Paul would have the smallest and you would have the biggest.
Aye, but there's fucking no chance that that's like a common thing.
It's not.
No.
I thought it was.
Where have you heard that from?
I thought it was. Absolutely no chance, man.
You definitely missed biology class, didn't you?
I know.
Big fat bones.
I know.
I never did.
So birds going out at night sitting going,
I'm going to go for the youngest.
You're the youngest in the family.
Ah, you wonder if big knobs run in the family.
I reckon probably big knobs do run in the family.
I reckon they run down generations, probably.
They do say that, like, it's rare to have a big willy. It's usually better to have huge. Everyone has kind of smaller ones.
I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird... I sometimes think to myself, I wonder if there's things that you did when you were younger that just... Because I don't know.
What did you do, really?
No, if there's things that you do when you're younger that maybe impact how big your bobby is?
Such as
how much you, how often you play with it. Like you almost stunt the growth.
But surely if you're playing with it, you're stretching it constantly.
You get involved it too early.
You're stretching it constantly.
That's a good point. I keep a positive. Then my other one was like wearing boxers that are, you know, we guys will wear like, well now actually I wear boxers when really you probably shouldn't wear boxers, you know. You should hang free all the time.
You think you should hang free?
Well, is that not the?
Apparently I wouldn't say so.
I think if you need support, otherwise you're just going to end up with big. Because balls have got a weight. Balls have got a weight, and they've not, and then there's skin in between, and you're just going to end up with.
Is that not?
Surely if a woman doesn't wear a bra all the time, she's just going to end up.
No, it's meant. So I did read that I wear a bra kind of all the time because it apparently keeps them paired. But I've got to fuck all to keep paired, so I don't have that issue.
But that's what I mean. So the balls are just technically hanging.
So they're
constantly getting stretched.
The 8th of October 2016, you know, Quora. So now if you just type questions into Google, I just basically typed in tight or loose boxers balls. Quora was the first result that came up, and it's just a question on it that says, will wearing loose boxers cause my balls to go saggy?
Surely it will.
And then the top answer, according to this anyway.
How heavy are your balls?
Top answer is, which is shite, it's a rotten answer, it's a pure cop-out, right? But it said 8.8, I will tell you, no, this guy said 8.8 million answer views. He just responds saying, they might. you don't say Mike. That's his name, sorry.
Mike.
It just says it ultimately depends on what you wear. Got some loosey boxers, but you're going to stuff them into a pair of your slim or skinny jeans. And we know you like a pair of skinny mm-hmm. jeans, Vinny. Mm-hmm. Then maybe they wouldn't be too. It wouldn't
Do
be
not
too
think
beneficial.
They should measure willies when they're like ready to go, because a lot of people are like showers and not growers.
Ready to go.
Hey. Ready to go.
Oh, ready for action?
Yeah.
So this is the final answer is actually wearing no underwear, going commando, will allow your scrotum to actually function as it was meant to without being waddied up and contained in briefs or other constraining
what
undies.
What part's the scrotum again?
Even loose boxers, ball just sack. Saying. Scrotum is such a good word, isn't it?
What is it?
Such a good... Your ball sack?
Is it?
Nah, it's your ball sack.
Thought it was your actual, like, the willy bit?
No.
Nah. So I thought that's pretty... Pretty interesting. So you're just going in the scud. I'm thinking probably the optimal environment for your balls is no boxers or pants and a baggy pair of joggies.
No, you can't get any support.
Like a pair of Gabber Corrales, you know, remember Gabber Corrales used to play in play for Sheffield United? They played the Sheffield United in the Premier League. He's like a Hungarian goalkeeper.
Yeah.
What? You know, maybe a fucking English football fan.
What?
Well, Liverpool.
What, English football fan?
No, but I don't really watch other games.
Ah, but you remember this guy's like a balding...
So what's this got to do with testicles?
Well, I'll show you a quick picture of him for anyone listening to this.
Balls hang out the bottom of shorts?
We'll put it up on the Twitter. but Gabber Corrales used to cut about in a pair of these when he played with Sheffield United.
Just like prison joggies.
Do you remember him? I think you'll see drug dealers cutting about Glasgow wearing them. But I reckon his balls are in some nick.
As in a shambles?
No, I think they're in
good.
Above maybe football, to be fair, could probably have an impact on them.
I think they need support.
Well, I beg to differ.
So I need to admit something that I did today, right? So I listened to this podcast that I really like, all about serial killers, and I was listening to this one about the Wonderland murders. I don't know if you've heard it.
Mike, I have talking heard about that. Yeah. Mike.
Is that Ron? No, no.
Am I talking too loud into it?
No, you're just.
Sorry.
That's a porn star, isn't it?
I googled his welly. Did you see the
what's his name again?
John Horn.
Who?
Was John it? Holmes.
Aye.
The size of his willy. I literally was in work just about reading. I was like, Holmes. Fuck it, I'm going to Google it.
Are you on the work Wi-Fi? Are you
well,
connected
it,
to the work Wi-Fi?
What does that mean?
It means that the guys that run your office or run the space will be like, somebody's watching
John
porn
Holmes
on the internet.
Willy.
Well, he was who Thingy was kind of based on. Boogie Nights, you seen Boogie Nights?
Yeah, so basically that's kind of... So they kept referencing Boogie Nights all the way through because I think it's around the same time as The Killers.
Boogie Nights.
Is it
that song?
But the film, Mark Wahlberg.
Is the song attached to it?
This is John Holmes' willy. Look at the size of that thing.
Jesus.
That's why he's such a big person. You're a 10-incher. And I was sitting in work and I was like,
it doesn't even look real. I can't for the life of me.
I was going to say, where's his balls? But
do you not
that's not him, I don't think.
Do you genuinely, Christy, not think that... That's about it. Perched on the edge of the bed. Do you honestly not think that someone who could maybe take control Jesus, man. His face. Someone could take control.
That's quite to be.
That's a comedy jazz.
Somebody who controls the Wi-Fi for your work, you know, might get the ping that says somebody's watching porn on the office Wi-Fi.
Porn. I just Googled John Holmes. Or
is it's not porn. It's not porn. The guy's in there sitting on the edge of a bed with a semi on.
A 10-inch semi.
And then they go hunting for the device.
I'd actually say it's bigger than 10 inches.
The device that located it, and they find out that it's the wee innocent cake baker.
Look at this guy.
Like, that's not going to go down well. Right, we'll send. I don't think we can put it on Twitter, no. But I think we could probably.
But yeah, John Holmes has got a man.
We'll share Vinny's WhatsApp at the end. Can WhatsApp.
I literally was on and off. I was just, and they were talking about how to do it. Well, done now. Like, oh, I'm going to look
on that for a second. Your work of getting a notification of that. Like, be prepared to be evicted come Monday. Willies.
He obviously doesn't wear boxers at all, man, because that is massive.
There's no way he wears boxers.
No way.
He tucks it up his arse, I think.
Ties in a wee bow. But we're not talking about... You were saying it would hang down the bottom of his boxers, wouldn't it?
No, it would obviously be tucked in between his legs, no?
You'd need to wear a cup or something like that. Like, genuinely, you'd need to have some way of straddling that.
You could probably coil it up.
You need to read the story of the Wonderland Munchers, because he's a total arsehole.
This guy?
Yeah, John Holmes.
The guy the massive boobies got an arsehole?
Yeah, so
he's... Is an arsehole?
He's not a massive
doesn't surprise arsehole. Me. If you had a massive... let's be honest, if you had an absolutely massive knob, you'd be an arsehole, wouldn't you?
No, so he was a really big porn star, and then he got into drugs, because it was in the 70s, and everybody was taking coke, so he went to coke to heroin, and then the Wonderland was a house where all these drug things, and he ends up stealing all the drugs and the money, and then got caught, and they robbed this house of a really famous club owner. And then he butchered like 5 of them in the house and in the back of him, and he was there and watched it all. But then to his dying day, he didn't say anything until after he died. And all his wives came out and said, yeah, he was there and he was.
He didn't say anything until after he died.
Oh, sorry.
From the grave.
Sorry. You know what I mean?
I know, I do know what you mean. If I had to ask you then now what Vinny's question was, would you be able to tell me?
X-ray vision,
though. Right, aye, so. I mean, that was obviously a bit... I don't know how we got on in that, but we're just talking about knobs and testicles.
It's ridiculous how we managed to get there.
So, X-ray vision, or be able to read people's thoughts.
Oh, right, so the reading people's thoughts one. Aye, that would be an appealing...
Do you ever worry about your thoughts? Because I have really bad... It was funny, I was talking to Kim about last night. Like, irrational thoughts. Like if I, like, move the dishes or not, I hold a knife, and I'm like, oh my God, I could kill George right now if I got this knife in my hand. Imagine you could hear that.
And do you think stuff like that?
Yeah, panic all the time. Oh, mental stuff. Like, what if I'm driving? Or what if I was just
good we've got
to,
this recorded, though.
What if I was just to, like, what if... It is, it's just irrational fears of, like, of like your own capabilities. I'm getting better at
controlling them. Do you never walk past a Wayne in a shopping centre and think...
Whoa, where are you going
I could just volley that one's head off the...
Nah.
Never?
Nah.
Like... I've heard people talking about it before, and you've actually spoke to me about it before, Christy, and I've thought, and also like, if you're driving down a dual carriageway, say like a kind of country road, but it's wide enough that you can get, it's a two-laner, one coming, traffic going one way and traffic going the other, but not separated by a barrier or anything like that, that you're driving down it, you just think, I could just fucking veer it.
I have thought that.
Veer straight into somebody.
Never forget, if I hold kids, if I hold babies, what if I just drop this baby right now, what would I do?
Aye, it's weird. I
was dropped as a baby, maybe that's why.
Ah, right, now that explains it.
But any time somebody passes me a child, I just sort of freeze up anyway. It's just like turn into a robot. So like people just pass me their kids and just to laugh at me, because I just look so awkward.
I've never noticed it before. I've not seen you hold many babies.
You've not seen me holding a baby. But
I'm surprised that
people are like, oh, pass it to Vinny, and
I'll know
like,
the next
freeze
time.
Freeze up.
The wedding. You'll be like,
I don't move.
And he's great with Wayne.
Because you're so worried.
Because I'm just not used to holding children.
So. I'll be saying to your nieces and nephews, like, you know who's a really nice guy? You should go and see that big
tall
guy.
Go see Uncle
Vinny.
Uncle Vinny.
He'll give you a pesetta.
And I'll be sitting there thinking, I could fucking volley him.
Or you will. I know what you mean, Christy, the irrational fear thing, but...
The knife thing's a wee bit...
The reading people's thoughts, or knowing people's thoughts, reading people's minds... Would be pretty fucking cool.
It would be, wouldn't it? But it'd be good, but also maybe not.
Can you turn it on and off? In the sense, would you?
Ah, you really like?
If I was sitting here, used to, would I be hearing both of your thoughts at the same time?
Well, I don't know if you turned it on.
But if so you if off, I was at a gig, for example, there was 50,000 people there, it'd be deafening, no?
No, but you could, so you could turn it off, or you could pick and choose who you
so only people you look at, say?
Aye.
I would like to know, but then it's like that question we had a couple of weeks ago. What was the one that was sent in? And it's like, would you rather like make people not like you because of your thought, your views?
It's all like stay true to yourself, aye, but be hated by everybody. That's what
I'm thinking. Imagine someone could hear your thoughts, and in your head you're thinking, I fucking hate Vinny. Why is he here, guys?
Aye, I mean, I would,
could hear that.
I would hate to be talking to a girl and she'd be going, should I be reading her mind? She'd be going,
get this. I bet he's got an absolute pecker.
Get this fucking mutant out of my face. He is blown as fuck.
Do you think that's ever happened?
Probably. Because have you ever been driving, right, and some guy's crossing the road or something, you're driving, you see you're in with your brother, and you're like, stay at this fucking time. You wonder if people must have said that about you at some point, do you know what I mean? Probably. When you've been walking down the street, look at this stay at that fanny.
Probably.
All the time.
Probably.
And it's better that you don't know these things.
Opposite sex when you're single is probably a big one. Like if you were chatting up a lassie or chatting up a guy, Christy, and you could hear their thoughts, and their thoughts were, I wish this fucking guy or this lassie would just fuck off.
Or I'm not interested in what she's got to say. She's getting pumped rotten.
Exactly. Or just her jugs are magnificent. Just constantly.
You're obviously talking about me then? Who are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You're just giving him a wee push up. I'm sort of buying it.
Fuck off.
That would freak you out. It would be difficult, I think, to deal with it.
You could use it.
But it'd be good for... that would be good if you actually knew that.
Aye.
You'd be like, right, brilliant, let's just bounce.
Aye. You could use it to... I mean, look at Darren Brown. Mm-hmm. You could take it into her.
Do you think he can actually read minds?
No. But he is brilliant. He is amazing, the stuff he does.
But then does he claim to read minds?
No, he says he can. It's just all suggestion.
No, it's all suggestion. It's just a way of doing it.
Well, he's not that good, is he? He can't fucking read
minds. He
plants it all, isn't it? Aye. It's all like carefully planned so that...
Oh, it gave me any trouble for hitting the mic stand.
I'm struggling this week,
aren't I? Fucking hell.
I seen one of his shows on TV, and it was about people in a supermarket, and he was saying, I can tell you the route they're going to go in when they're walking around the supermarket and what they're going to go for. And he wrote down three items that we're going to go for, and he was saying to him, he goes, I seen him doing this, and he was like, you could even go pick up a packet of crisps, like cheese and onion or salt, and he tapped him on the back when he said vinegar. And I was like, he just tapped him on the back when he said vinegar, and the guy went and picked up vinegar on his route.
That was weird.
I knew that.
Remember I said a couple weeks ago doing that counselling thing, she showed us one about your inner voice, and there was a Darren Brown video that we were watching it where it was quite an old clip because he looked fucking young as a tightrope walker, and he like, so this tightrope, he's never fallen off it, and Darren Brown before him is like, you're going to fall off it, and the guy goes up and sure enough he falls off it, and he's adamant he's not going to, but he's just put that wee bit of doubt in his head.
Right, he just heckled him,
but that's it. That's what I can,
anybody could do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck
yeah.
Darren Brown, cheating bastard.
Obviously, see through walls. You love the thing about walls, Christy.
I know, that's true.
Anything about going,
so if Johnny was
taking
a shite through the wall, I'd sit and watch him.
You're like, you just need to wipe your ass, Johnny.
Oh my god.
Just need to wipe, make sure you don't leave any skiddies, Johnny.
But if you were taking a shite, there's Vinny doing a wee shite.
If Vinny's taking a shower, you'd be all over that. You get the answer to a big mystery, man, about how big Vinny's bobby is.
Rubbing your toothbrushes, mending a knob.
Cheesy dick.
I do feel it'd be less invasive, I suppose, in that sense. Like, now you were saying last week about Johnny like being a creepy George, being invisible.
Yeah.
Like, if you were, I mean, obviously hearing people's thoughts is still invasive, but you're not seeing it in the sense you're hearing it. It's not as if...
Try to think of the benefit of seeing through walls.
Can you switch the seeing through walls, seeing through things on and off the same way you can switch the thoughts off?
Aye.
So if you're like,
so you can only see them if you want to see them. You like, you need to really like.
So you think of that John Holmes thing,
right?
You'd be able to see people naked, see through their clothes.
I feel like quite interesting.
Uh huh. Like, can you imagine, right? If you could do it, so where we live, you can look out our back window, which is just a window right next to us just now, and right across from is like, I don't know how far away that is, like 50 yards.
Fuck news. 500 centimeters,
60 meters, whatever it is. But it's a big block.
Centimeters?
No.
You said centimeters.
No, I said yards.
I said yards, but something like that. And it's just basically a big block of flats, and there must be about,
He's always wanting to see people in his house.
I know. There must be about, like, I don't know, how many flats there? 20 flats or something like that?
Yeah.
And you can just remove that first layer of brick or whatever it is that the houses are built out of, flats are built out of, and see into each and everyone's almost kind of wee pod to see what they're up to. Like,
imagine you saw someone getting killed.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Imagine you saw somebody getting killed. Imagine you saw somebody getting pumped. Imagine you saw...
pumped then killed. Pumped then killed. Killed then, killed, then pumped.
You know, the amount of things that you could see would be tremendous.
I know.
Like, I'll sometimes stand there and do the dishes and I'll see people at the window. And I'll think, what are they up to?
Oh, I did see a guy once on the toilet and I was like, I'm watching this guy on the toilet. I should maybe go.
Can you imagine he put his head up and he's like...
No, I'm standing with like a sponge.
It's like Cassandra seeing Wayne in all the folk from Wayne's World spying on him. Right, answer the question.
I do think he would move on. I don't know, it's quite, I'd probably enjoy both.
I think you could use... there'd be a wee bit of fun in seeing through walls, but you could totally use... read people's thoughts to your advantage in business, yep. And pumping, you know what I mean, potential.
It's always the same.
And anything.
It's always the second most important thing.
What do you think you'd hear that you would want to hear that they wouldn't say?
I might pump you, or I'm not going to pump that guy.
No, but just whatever their thoughts. So whatever they're saying, you could then work the questions, the chat, into... Is that film with Mel Gibson? And there's that film with Mel Gibson, What Women Want, or something like that. And he's been able, he's got the power to read women's minds. And
then imagine that it was on the radio the days, and now that backpacker, I just keep about people getting murdered. The one in New Zealand that got killed with a guy on the date, and he killed her, put her in a suitcase, and went on another date with another girl the same day, even though he had her back in his hotel room. This was all convicted, he got convicted today. And the statement came out of the girl, the secondary date that he went out with. Like, imagine being able to read minds, you're sitting with a guy and in his head he's like, I just killed a girl, she's in my flat. Like, you'd be imagine.
Exactly, I could solve crime.
How good would that be?
Just go to court and go, nah, he's guilty.
I know, but let's be honest, Christy, it's not going to happen that often now.
Never know.
It's not like they're going to be sitting fucking... Every guy is like, oh...
But why are you hanging solving crimes? I'm talking about pumping.
I know, that's true.
So much better.
Every different wavelengths.
Right, what would you rather if you had to stick your neck on the line for this
question?
I think
I might go for the voice,
thoughts.
Yeah, that one, please.
You get it. Vinny?
Easily read people's thoughts.
I'm the same. All in agreement.
I'm surprised at that.
First time in a few weeks. Christy, have you got a question for us? Please. You've spoken a lot in the build up about how many questions you've actually got.
Sorry,
yet.
I just spat out.
What is it she's eating?
A chocolate bun.
Oh, you can spit out a bit of chocolate. If it was a sweeter, get it back in your mouth.
I'm not going to eat on that.
Right, hurry up and ask your questions so you can put it back in your mouth.
There's no more tragic a sight than somebody spitting out a chocolate in their hand.
I'm just holding it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Okay, so mine was off the back of a spot that I have on my cheek. So,
solid stuff.
Would you rather have... So when I was in school, I kind of had acne on my forehead and I used to always think, would I rather have one or two massive spots on my face that were like really, really obvious, or would I rather have like maybe like 15 to 20 wee spots that were quite subtle but they were there? Mm. What would you rather? Chocolate buttons back in the mouth.
So two big, I never really had spots.
You don't
look
quite good, Scrum. Mm. I don't think you've got wrinkly skin either.
Do you get spots at 48?
I never really had spots in school. Obviously, everyone always gets a wee cheeky one at the side of their nose, don't they?
You don't have head wrinkles? That's what I'm saying. You're not much.
I've got good skin on my face. Botox. Under here. It's not a fucking wizard. That is under the clothes. It's just a scandal. But I never really had spots in school. I had that benefit of.
Mine was because I put makeup on too young.
Until I'd left.
So the girl's a bit different. I put loads of makeup on and it just clogged up on my pores and set up like a kind of like a more on my forehead, but then I think that's just puberty.
I think spots, small spots, people would just say spotty head, teenager. Oh, mind you, I'm going back to teenagers. Can it be any time, can't it?
Yeah, like now. Yeah. Just would you rather, like, I'm always in my head, I was like, if I looked at myself and had one or two kind of bigger spots that fair enough I could pop and kind of deal with. Would that be better because you've obviously got the majority of your face isn't spotty? Or would I rather about 50 to 20 wee spots kind of dotted here and there that were a wee bit easier
to cover?
Two
big spots, people would be remembered for that. I remember there was a guy in school with a big massive infection type spot in his right in the centre of his nose.
What a shame.
And it was like, I know, like a baby rhino type thing. And even now, every time I think of him, I think of that spot.
Do you call him baby rhino?
Eh?
Do you call him baby rhino?
Nah, I'm not that cruel.
I know. And he's a good guy, man.
If he could read my mind. See, I knew I was calling him that.
Christy knows this story, but I don't think you do, Vinny, or many other folk do. When I was at high school, when I kind of started getting spots, I also started getting blackheads. And I'll tell you one thing, my brother Nicky, right, has got a fascination or at least they did when we were at school. And it's not quite as bad now because obviously we don't get as many spots. But back in school, had a fascination with busting
spots. What is that? It's manky. People watch clips.
Busting his own spots. Busting his own spots. Busting my spots.
Oh, I bust a spot in his head.
So see if I had a spot on my forehead, right? For example, just one spot, and it looked like to him that I had a yellow head on it. Or I had a head on it, basically. That's what he'd say. He'd look at my head, where about the spots was, and I'd know it would be there. He'd go, "John, that's got a head on it." And I'm like, "Is it?" And he's like, "You want me to get it?" Oh, and then he'll get it. He'll bust
still
it.
Still
doing
it? Aye.
He would ask me. Aye, he would definitely do it.
See if you've got a spot. Sorry to interrupt you. See if you've got a spot and you walk into Nicky's house, he'll be like, "How's your mate?" Says that to me. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Your mate." I'd be like, "Fuck off." Talking about a spot, I got my
chin. Is your mate having dinner?
Is your mate having dinner?
Because in the ordinary occasion, sometimes it can explode. If you try and
he doesn't
it.
Seem to care.
If go over his face,
he'll bust it, right? He'll bust it in a bit of, this is the most disgusting thing ever. People are saying, this is us getting into the really disgusting territory. But the, a bit of pus maybe will come on his thumb. This is, shows you how close me and my brothers are. Or, well, some is there. And it would maybe go on his thumb. He'll look at it and then he'll just wipe it on.
Oh,
he'll,
my.
No. He'll wipe it on you. He'll wipe it on your sleeve or something. Not on his own. He'll wipe it on like your sleeve or something. But it won't freak him out. It will absolutely not freak him out. I've got two stories to do with this, right? The first one is see that whole, like, my brother. For some reason, right, I was writing an essay in English when I was in high school, and I don't know what the essay was about, but it may have been about, like, you know, we want you to, want you to explain to us how you're so close to certain members of your family, or close to your family, or what the meaning of family means to you, or something like that. And I wrote a full, like, couple of paragraphs about how, oh, me and my brother are really close, he even does things like bust my spots, and I explained it all, right? And then after doing it, I thought, nah, I can't include that. Scribbled it all out, right? Didn't rub it out, because I think I was using a pen. Didn't rub it out, right? And then, you know, obviously a teacher will just come in and she'll just check your work as you're doing it. Came over. Didn't really like this teacher much, to be fair. But now, in hindsight, I can understand why she was so freaked out about it. She started reading what I'd written down, right? But then obviously saw what I'd crossed out, which I hadn't crossed out well enough. She could read it absolutely fine. And started reading it and just looked at me after it. It was like, that's absolutely disgusting. And I remember feeling so fucking embarrassed. Like, it was the worst thing ever. And I don't actually know where Nicky knows that.
Why would you write it down?
And then the other thing that's school related is, when I was younger, I would get a lot of blackheads on my nose. I think a lot of people maybe suffered for this as well, but got a lot of blackheads on my nose. And the way I would try and bust them is, I would literally just push my nose up and it would just bust them all. Like, there was so many of them. Obviously, they would just bust them all. And again, I'd imagine loads of people done this. But one morning or night, can't remember, I thought, no, what would be quite a good idea here? I should get a razor and I should try and run the razor down my nose to see whether it would bring up blackheads easier. And instead, I just ran the razor down the mid, like literally, Vinny, the centre of my nose, and it just took a layer of skin off. And I remember after it just being like, nah, I've made a kind of that. Had to go to school the next day, that'd be scabby nose, and I don't actually know how I explained it away to any folks.
It's one of the life lessons where you go, you after a minute after doing it, you go, why was that so fucking stupid?
What was I thinking? Aye. I don't know if, again, anybody in my family knows that, if there's any of them listening, but I just remember at the time thinking, this actually might be a fucking really good idea, by the way.
Did you think you might be scarred for life then?
I don't know if I thought I'd be scarred for life, but again, it was more just even if I was scarred for the rest of the week, I was devastated.
What was your excuse to people?
I actually don't know how I explained that, honestly, I don't know how I explained it. I'd like to think I didn't tell the truth, but I've got a habit of like feeling like, oh, if I'm honest about this sort of stuff, then people will like appreciate it more, and then I'm honest about it and I think, ah, yeah, I should have just fucking made up something.
That's a really good idea.
Honestly, I looked at the rate, it was like, you know what I mean, it was like a film, if it was like a TV program or a film, it was just like me looking in the mirror, looking at my blackheads, and then like
looking at
a
razor,
and then
looking at the razor,
then looking at the blind,
and then it just like a wee light bulb appearing, and then cute, like, cut to like 2 seconds later, and my nose is gushing, man.
That is so funny. I don't think I ever did that. I did tweeze quite a lot. I tried to tweeze spots and like gouge them out of my face, which wasn't very good.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm fascinated about doing it now. Tweezing, tweezing
fucking
hair.
Disgusting.
Tweezing hair.
You love tweezing hair?
Aye. Love tweezing individual strands of hair.
Your own hair?
Yes. So, particularly...
Oh, look at the size of this one, a big ginger long one.
So, particularly on my cheek. So, for anyone that hasn't seen me before, I've got a beard. And I'd never really shave it, to be fair. I always leave it pretty long. But, and when it's been done for a bit too long, I'll get hairs that will start to come out my cheeks.
Whiskers.
And they end up being quite long. Like, oh, they're almost like whiskers. So I'll pluck them out, tweeze. What I'm saying, tweeze first, but pluck them out. And then the other big one, right, is plucking nose hair out, which is
so, it's too painful.
So satisfying,
like those videos? I like those videos. Would you ever do the wax thing where you put the wax on the corn buds and you put it up your nose and you pull it out?
It's like a Turkish barber way of doing
it. I've just got a nose hair trimmer.
Nah, it's too, that's too simple.
It's like a, almost like a wee vibrator type thing where...
Whatever's too short.
They're good. But then I find I sneeze a lot, like, shaves the week after it, and I'm wondering, is that because I've trimmed my nose hairs?
And I'm feeling over the last few years that they're particularly becoming troublesome.
Aye.
They're becoming troublesome. But I love plucking them, and then the final one is what Christy was talking about the other night, is my beard starting to go different colours in places. Mm. So literally I was having like one strand of grey, then a couple of strands of orange, or like ginger the other day. Plucking them right out, man, and showed Christy like the longest hairs ever. It was satisfying.
Just for Men are bringing out a beard dye anyway. So
you get in it?
What are Just for Men?
Just for Men.
The hair dye, the like hair dye legends.
I use a shampoo, even though you probably can't tell it now, because which gradually. Dye
your hair?
No, just, it's just a shampoo that darkens it gradually over a period of time. It's not.
Oh,
like,
I like guys to go.
And then they're bringing out a beard one as well. Ah, but you can use this and then. So there's another wee sponsorship actually, Control GX, because it's about £8 each. And you can use it to still keep a bit of grey.
Are you going to go for it?
No, I've been using the shampoo.
Are you going to use the...
It's not out here yet, I think it's just out abroad, and I'm like, but that looks alright.
I love how ahead of things you are though, you're aware of stuff that's stuff like that.
It's on, it's on his calendar.
I think I could buy it off Amazon, but it would come from another country, and I thought, sounds dodgy.
Aye, no way, man.
That's one thing that doesn't bother me, is grey hair. I feel like if I was old, if I went grey earlier, I would let my hair
But I'm very... very pasty skinned, and when I see photos of myself, I look black and white. If I'm quite grey, I'm like, oh, fucking, I look as if I'm black and white, and everyone's in Technicolor.
I think you're doing yourself a service.
I think if you get a wee
I
bit,
think you're doing yourself a disservice.
I think you're doing yourself a disservice.
A wee bit of a tan and stuff, then it's fine. But
why don't you slap on
you're
the
as white
tan?
As me, eh?
Why don't you just put fake tan on then?
No, but it's that's.
You're going to fake tan up for a wedding?
I've been there for a day, so I'll just be lobstered up.
And that's what we're worried about.
I'm panicking about that, to be fair.
Being sunburnt.
Right, again, I'm having a real bad time.
One or two massive spots are 15 to 20 smaller spots.
See, the thing is with 15, 20, does it make you look as if he's got a rash in his head? What's he been up to?
It just looks like it's probably acne for me.
I don't imagine in my head. I don't think I see them being like risen as much. Just kind of like wee whiteheads. Like now
almost like wee red. Wee red, even wee red. Almost like wee red blotches or wee red marks. Almost like red freckles.
I would go for that. I would go for the small ones.
I think I would. I think the big ones are just far too.
I think
too
the big
obvious.
Ones is more a head turner.
Yeah.
Everyone double taking when they see you.
Difficult to cover as well, aren't they? Even with putting makeup on, I'm assuming it's probably quite difficult to hide some of those spots. But
you're better sometimes not as well.
I'll agree. Yeah, I'll go with the wee one.
The wee ones. Cool.
You going for the wee ones?
I think I'm going to go for the wee ones.
Wee ones.
All in agreement again?
Wee ones it is.
Unbelievable, by the way, all of us agreeing. Okay, right, two questions in the bag. Time for my question. So, my three aren't particularly good. This or the three I have, my wee short list of three isn't, but I don't think any of them are particularly good. So,
he's building it up here.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm excited.
We've had a stinking one for you, and then your one is... We turned it a bit stinking. I'll maybe go slightly more philosophical, and it's maybe a wee bit topical, and I'll explain why in a second. Would you rather never drink alcohol again or have to take a drink of alcohol every day for the rest of your life? So just one drink of alcohol every day for the rest of your life.
So
never
much,
drink again.
How much alcohol are you drinking?
So like, we'll say a shot. Probably not a shot. Let's say a pint.
God, that's a lot.
Or it could it could be a shot. That's not even say a for you, Christy, a glass of wine. Or for both of you, a glass of wine.
But then would it not be in
a drink of whatever you would normally drink? I'll say this to anyone else that's listening. It's a drink of whatever you'd normally drink. So for me, it would be like a one glass of like rum and ginger beer, or like one pint a day for the rest of my life.
So, see if you were to do that every day for say like, would you get drunk?
Well, like, if you added on, that's the minimum. You need to take one minimum, but you want to get drunk over like, it's not like, oh, I've been drinking once every day for a month and I'm steaming now.
I mean, like, if it's in your system and you're like, every 24 hours, would it never just mount up and then you'd take one and you'd be like, why? Would it not?
15th day, you'd be absolutely blessed. No.
Because
why are you so adamant? I don't think that's that odd a question.
I think you make some.
Because there'll be people that will drink from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that will be able to drink enough in those 3 days that will that could last them. Like, it's probably the equivalent of drinking once every day for two months.
There's people that would have a glass of wine every night.
Yeah, I'm talking about though after years of consumption.
No.
So you just
store it somewhere. What's the point then? Because you just enjoy it.
What's the point of having one drink a day?
Because some people, what do you mean? It's a question. It's a question. It's more that this, like, for me, the
what's your philosophical route?
But for me, the bad, no, there's no philosophical part of this.
You're getting heckled here.
But for me, the bad part of having, I honestly don't think I could have a drink. I think my option would be don't drink ever again. I genuinely don't think I could have one drink every day. I don't. For example, I don't think I could have a pint, a drink.
What's going on
there? Pint of lager every day.
Oh,
no
chance.
The window's open.
Maybe
yeah, I don't think I could have a pint every day, for example. I'd struggle with that. Even a shot, if it's something easier.
Nah, it's not good for you either. If you try to lose weight, it's not good for you.
I'd struggle.
I just don't really get it, though.
Are you shitting me? What, like, is there not to get?
Surely if you had to drink every day for like 20 years,
right,
you'd be drunk by the end of it.
You kidding me on? You do other things, like you eat and you drink water.
Because it'd be in your system all the time.
No.
Be in
one drink, no. Christy. One drink.
Where does it go? Does it burn off drink in your body?
It's not like you have a coffee once every day and it's in your system constantly. There's no how it works. These things get flushed out relatively quickly, I'd assume. If you're having 10 drinks.
Does food not take 7 days to come out your body?
What?
Does food and drink not take 7 days to come out your body? No. No.
What do you think you do when
Why
you go to the toilet?
Why are you such disgust?
See these hiles that you mentioned?
Do you know what I said when I go to the toilet? I said like what I had 7 days before.
None of them are for biology.
Is that steak pie from last week?
What do I have except for on Friday? So Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday. Last Thursday I had.
Well, if you never drank a lot of water in one day and find yourself going to the toilet more?
I tell you, it's going to be some shite for you next Friday when that McDonald's comes out that we had earlier on.
Why don't we put this to the test? Why don't you eat something that's not food?
Aye, eat that spoon over there. We'll see how long it takes to pop it.
Well, for next Friday,
eat Vinny's nasal strip.
Next Friday's podcast, we can do a live stream for the toilet.
We'll just hear
the metal in the pan.
I'm just meaning, does it not take, I think in my head, I'm thinking, because you're taking alcohol, right, and it's in your body. If it's in your body, does it not reignite? If you have another one, the alcohol.
No. I had a conversation with you last week about alcoholism, and for some reason, I think you're confusing this.
Alcohol stays in your system, but if you have obviously people.
That's exactly why I'm confused.
But the reason people become
alcoholic. But if you have a glass of wine the night before, you're not going to get done for drink driving the next day.
And the reason alcoholics become alcoholics isn't because they've drank one drink every day for their whole life. It's because they've probably drank five or six drinks every day for a good period of life.
No, Edmonds has a wee glass of champagne every day.
Does he?
And did you see him in I'm a Celeb? He looked fucking tip-top shape.
I forgot he was on I'm a Celeb.
And that's meant to be good for you, a glass of champagne every day.
So is it not a glass of red that's meant to be good for you?
That's
shutting off the pub.
That's meant to be,
take the health benefits into account, but more so the taste. That do you not feel like you would just get sick of...
Do you know what? I could have a wee champagne every day.
I think I could. Maybe feel fabulous.
It's a wee treat and it's nice.
But you just don't drink glasses of champagne. Well, fair enough, you can drink a glass of champagne every day.
I really enjoy it when I do.
You could drink a glass of...
Prosecco.
A glass of champagne and like, oh, fucking
stinking. But it's like any drink of food. Champagne. You drink Dilton juice every single day.
But it tastes amazing.
Yeah, but usually when you have one drink, it tastes good because you're only having the one.
But if you go out and you have that first day, Christy, every day for...
Every day you have cereal, every day you have a glass of... what's the difference? Doesn't taste that bad.
Well, I get you, but I just don't think I just don't drink enough.
You got that opinion? It's because it's got the, it's an alcoholic thing and you're thinking like that.
No, I'm absolutely not. It's the taste. Genuinely, there's not often, right, where I'll drink alcohol and think... That tastes fucking brilliant.
Oh, no, with a glass of wine. Everywhere.
I know people are different, so there'll be people that, listening to me talk like this going, I've never been the type of person, we've spoken about this before, but I've had pals in the past, or pals that I've got now, who will, put up a picture of a beer on a Friday night, or they'll text me and say, oh, look at this, man.
And you think
it tastes
wrong?
Or if I'm with them, they'll be like, oh, man, that pint, they'll take it for a sip, and they'll be like, oh. I've been waiting all week for that. Even at that point, after not drinking for a full week, I still think it's fairly
shite. Do you not like beer.
So I'll drink pints, but I'm not drinking it to enjoy.
See,
it. I'm drinking
weird.
It.
That's
to
weird because I know a lot of people like that, and they go, "Nah, like, because I would finish work at times. I don't do it as much because I'm trying to stay in shape more." But people would go, "Nah, I wouldn't have a drink in the house."
But you would,
because they would go, "I don't really like beer."
Aye.
So they're just doing it to get the feeling of getting pissed. But I quite like it. But see if you're even after a hard shift on the tools or something, a cold pint is a magnificent thing. It's a beautiful thing.
You're probably then.
I did text many before this podcast.
It's a beautiful thing. Like, it's just if you're knackered in a cold pint.
That is exactly what I wanted to do.
It chills you out
as
well, and it's just.
It's a glass of wine. I was like, I really fancy.
In Vinnie's World.
Vinnie's World. It ruined my.
Sorry, I thought you were going to get some anyway. He said you were going to get a wine. Yeah. Would you have some? And I was like.
He didn't recommend any, did
so the
he?
Thing is, this
I was
is
going to say, apparently they say the bigger the dimple in the bottom is
the
a
better
good sign.
So this isn't the question, to be fair.
I was going to say lots of things in my life.
Bigger the hole, better the goal.
That obviously isn't the question, but so if you gave me the option of, Johnny, you've had a hard week, Friday night, you're going to get to chill out, you can either chill out with a pint at
but you're such a child, though, aren't you? You're so infantile.
You can chill out with a can of Coke.
A can of Coke and a fucking
I'd go can of Coke.
A can of Coke and a wham bar.
Honestly.
And a fucking pack of Haribo, and you're like, fucking yes. He's sitting there with his full Scotland kit on. Socks pulled up to his knees.
Genuinely, man, I would
PlayStation controller aside,
taking the Coke,
going about the flat on a wee skateboard.
Like, I don't know what you mean. Some days you can't beat like a can. Like, I love a Diet Coke. A Diet Coke sorts me right out.
See, I don't drink fizzy juice.
Do you not?
No.
My favourite is draft Diet house. Coke, and a lot of people don't like it, but see draft Diet Coke with lots of ice in it, that's my favourite.
Hangover in a pub.
Go to the, it sorts you right out.
But anyway,
very
one drink or no drinks. So the other side of this is, could you go the rest of your life without having a drink?
No, I don't think so.
I've tried to cut down on the drink because I can't, the hangovers are getting worse and I hate it, and I hate it just wipes out your Sunday or your Saturday. But I do like drinking. I like it. I like the social aspect of it.
Me
like
too.
When we're in Redmond's, it's brilliant.
Aye, it's brilliant.
And the social aspect's the best bit.
Aye.
The best bit.
But it's brilliant.
And even when you take shots, absolutely love taking shots.
I hate taking shots.
That's pointless.
Fuck
shots
Richard.
Are pointless.
It's
no. Fuck see when we get married, Vinny. See when we get married, right? You will 100. You'll be taking shots.
Nah,
and you will be taking shots.
I'll just be over the edge.
Are you trying to tell me if we get married, Kirsty, you're not going to take a shot?
Nah.
You fucking kidding me?
I'm a fuck taking shots.
You fucking kidding on?
Fucking kidding on.
It's fucking cancelled then. Vinny, you might marry her.
I'll go to Malaga.
I'll just go to Malaga myself and just fucking get absolutely blazed.
I can't after Greece.
I think
shots we took that holiday.
Fucking poisoned
me.
Cry me a river.
I don't like shots. I don't really understand that.
We went out the other week. Me, Nicky, Paul, Kieran, my brothers, obviously Vinny and Christy. No, Christy was there. Went out with the boys and the girls, and they ordered like
Tequila Rosé.
Was that what it was? Tequila
the
Rosé, the
one.
First thing.
It was fucking good.
Nothing. It was like juice, right? Nothing. For me, shots, and I don't know whether people disagree. The act of taking shots is about going through something shite for that few seconds to see the reaction of everyone and just feel like
but it gets you legless.
You just feel like there's something.
Yeah, I agree.
It gives you an extra wee fucking lights a fire underneath the night out.
But it's for about 2 seconds.
So then, like, I don't know, half an hour later, the waiter comes and I'm like, I might get some more shots. And
peer pressure.
What do you want? And
that's your middle name.
I was like, I'll order some of 90s, I like them. Ordered six shots of Cafe Patron.
The worst.
And only me and Paul drank them.
Why would I drink Cafe Patron?
I had three, and none of them drank
it. Why would I drink Cafe Patron?
I was fucking brand new. I was even steaming that night.
Bullshit.
I was brand new. You were a disgrace.
Oh, my feet were
sore.
I
can send the video.
I mean, he'd chat the bed, but he'd feel brand new.
So, Cafe Patron, why? I love coffee. Why the fuck would I want to drink something alcoholic, the thing that I love, and then the next day have that horrible taste, or either white it back up again, would ruin it for me?
I'm not a big shots fan.
Nah, fuck off.
But, Malaga, you said we got on the shots.
I probably have somebody, but I always think, oh, why am I doing this? Because it just makes it.
If Vinny says, I'll take a shot, you need to take one.
Nah, fuck off.
Nah, we're bind, the 3 years are bound by
I
this
I would
podcast.
Rather inject it into my vein. I don't like shots.
It's even more hardcore.
That's much worse. Much worse.
Yeah, anyway. Even like we were in Malaga there and they brought out those caramello shots. It was disgusting.
Nah, they were nothing, Christy.
For me,
you're right. It's just the social aspect of it. That's the big thing for me.
Even going to a gig and stuff, it's better. It's better when you've had... Even just one beer or two beers is more relaxed.
I'm with you, though. I hate wasting a day. I hate it.
It's murder.
It just annoys me. I'm like, I hate it.
I'll be honest,
like,
Christy, if you didn't exist in my life,
you'd be wasting lots of days.
I would drink And then the day after, I was just literally lying my bed over on the couch.
Well, I don't hate doing that. I like a lazy day in that, but I like to do something, like to get out.
But ideally, going out on a Saturday night, the perfect thing to do the day after would be...
Go get some food.
To go and get some food in the morning that you can then bring home and lie in your pants and eat. And just
watch
football. Hey, Christy, I say it's my ideal day. I didn't say it's what happens every
Sunday.
You've
never told me that's your ideal day.
No.
You're quite happy coming to lunch.
I've never said to you, Christy, I'd much rather not go to IKEA here, and I would much rather get our own sausage myself and watch Liverpool play Man United.
Well, fine.
Nah, I'm thinking that once the wedding's actually done and dusted, all these things, I'll be able to properly put my foot down for.
Fuck off.
See the drink every day. Can it be a different drink every day?
No, it needs to be the same.
Same thing.
Same drink
I
every
think
day.
I'm a few wee glasses of champagne.
I would have a wee glass of ice.
A wee glass of Prosecco.
Or something.
So champagne or Prosecco
maybe
every day.
Even if I could get away with it first thing in the morning.
Ooh,
champagne
really?
Prosecco every day.
Nah, maybe probably at the end of the day.
Champagne and Prosecco every day. I would never drink again.
Oh, aye, every time you came in for work would be good, wouldn't it?
Bold shout, but I'd never drink again.
Aye, fun Bobby over there.
I know, fucking hell.
No batter in the pub.
Right, that's three questions for us in the bag. We got one from listener and my brother Kieran last night when we were with him, and we thought it was quite a good one, and Christy's taking it down. So, Christy,
what did he say about you mentioning him standing in my corner? Did he say anything about that?
I don't think he did.
I think he did. One thing I think is he's catching up. He's kind of...
one behind?
What is he? He's binging them. Right. And I don't know whether he's quite got to Mondays yet, but I'll ask him.
So I'm going to read it out like I read.
Because a wee bit me sorry feels like I've probably told that story on Monday's podcast wrong, and I know the first thing he'll say to me is
that never happened.
I'm like, fuck off, kill
it. Too late now.
Right, Christy.
Kieran's question was, I'm going to read it out like I read to you guys because I'm not a Catholic.
Read that in the mic, hopefully, as well.
Fuck off. Would you rather every bite of food for the rest of your life was super spicy, or everything you ate tasted really bland, like a communion biscuit, which I know isn't a thing, and it is communion bread?
So to explain that, Christy actually asked this question before we started the podcast, and she called it a communion biscuit. She's like, communion biscuit? But it's communion bread.
It's not bread, though.
It's not actual bread. It's like it's more like a wafer.
It's like a, you know, flying saucer.
Aye.
Flying saucers with a sherbet
rice
in them.
Rice paper?
Mm-hmm.
Aye, so exactly that.
It would always get stuck at the top of your palate.
How would you take it when you walk up?
Could you put your hand out? Would you go like that?
So would you put your tongue out? Would you put your hand out? Or would you...
I think I was... Did I go with the hand?
The hands?
I think so. I think when I was younger...
I've got to admit, I don't know how people get into the habit of it.
Of the mouth?
Because there's an option. At least I was given an option when I was young. But I don't understand how anyone went fire it right in my mouth. Get a big fucking dirty thing right in my
tongue. I think when I was younger because that was the way everyone else was doing it. But when you think about it, because you'd be touching tongues.
Like I say, I got the option, and it was always into my hand, and I couldn't for the life of me. And even now, when I see people getting it put right on their tongue, I'm like, it just does not make any sense.
Show me how you stick your tongue out.
So they don't do that. It's literally just...
I wonder if you've had any idiots
going up for the communion though, and like have tongued the priest's fingers or bit the priest's fingers. That's got to have happened.
It's my favourite thing to watch when you go to like a mat and all that.
Can you imagine?
Maybe a Protestant would do it. Just go there, infiltrate the Catholic church, and just to get in there and go, I'm going to stick his whole finger in my mouth.
It's bizarre.
It was always the best part of Mass.
By a mile, the best part of Mass. The
peace be with you bit, because you thought, this is near the end. Good
Did
times,
you drink wine?
And you'd shake each other's hand.
No, I didn't drink wine.
Wayne, I don't know why is it that...
Is there not many people blood of Christ? Why
is it most people would take the body of Christ, but they wouldn't take the blood?
Why is the wafer paper meant to represent the body if it's
I don't
wafer?
Think I was ever offered the blood.
I know, I don't think I was ever offered that either, because I know like there's particular people that will always go and take it. You always get the... Or at least I always found like the old women and the old guys that were in like the band like, or that played the music.
They all drink for the same cup,
they would
don't
always
you?
Drink, aye.
You would think they would just put in wee plastic tumblers.
Because everybody's mouth is
But then
even...
that's the thing, is everybody else's mouth, like, it's like kind of free reign. Everyone else gets to lick and sip from the same cup, but see when the priest drips from that cup. He wipes aye. It before it, and then he wipes it afterwards. But then everyone else just fucking what platy gels.
Cold sore potential.
I know, that's what I think to my dear. I meant herpes.
It's Jesus, so Jesus wouldn't he?
I know.
So it's in Jesus' house. He'd be like, nah, no cold sores here.
I know.
Jesus.
It would probably actually clear your cold sore up. Oh, and you just go back to your seat. You go, oh my God, it's gone.
Dab it on.
Toothache's gone as well.
Bobby breath.
But I used to love the going up for the bread. It was great.
It was great for me because it was an indication that mass was about to end.
And it was also fucking boring going.
I was talking to somebody the other week though, and they were saying to me that mass now lasts about kind of 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Is it
less than that?
What did it used to last for?
When I would go and 45 an hour, easy.
It felt like eternity.
Nah,
it did.
How often did you go every day?
No, I used to go every Sunday.
Every day?
I used to go every
do you think we did?
Every Sunday, so it was in the mid-90s. When Italian football started, my dad was like, nah, you need to go to chapel. And I'd be like to my mum, why is he not going? He'd be sitting watching AC Milan Inter game or something, and I'm fucking getting dragged to chapel.
My dad was probably doing that.
Did you go on Sunday too? I thought you
Sundays,
went to Manchester
Sundays is
school.
The day. Well, you do, so... At school, it's prayer. You say a prayer before class starts, and then you say a prayer.
Aye.
Right, come on,
I think
give us a
before
prayer.
Lunch, and then after
give
lunch,
us the prayer.
And then you say a prayer at the end of the day. I actually don't even. It was a school. When I was there, anyway, it was a school prayer that you would say.
Oh, not like prayer.
Which I don't obviously know now, anyway. But I don't think it was like an Our Father or a Hail Mary or something like that.
When was the last time you went to confession?
I don't think I've been eating. Years
I mean,
years
the stuff you
years.
Used to say was just nonsense.
Well, see, that's the thing, it's confession. That's why I don't go to communion anymore, because it's no... And I don't go to mass often, to be fair, but you're meant to go to confession before you go to communion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What would
wee
you
bit
confess?
Of me thinks that it's
just
a bit of...
Nothing, really. It would be nothing of any substance.
You are never going to confess to what you've actually been up to.
Why?
When you're that age.
Is that what the point is?
Because when you first get... You start to confess when you get confirmed, I think I'm right in saying, don't you?
I think so, maybe, aye.
Could be wrong there. Could be totally wrong there. You don't start confessing then. Is confessing not part of your confirmation?
Is it communion not like when you final... first start getting the bread? No?
Maybe you're right. That shows you.
shows you, you know.
Something like that anyway.
Aye.
But like, so it's even if that's the right then, that when you get your communion, you're in primary school. And there's absolutely no way that you're going up to the priest and saying... I bullied this wee guy for being specky the other day or any of the other like stupid
so what
things.
Would you say?
Even adults, what are the adults saying when they're getting into confession? There's no danger they're talking
about. I'm shagging my next neighbour, what are you up to?
Watching
no
porn
chance.
And
no chance.
Furious wanks. And none of that is going
to do you know
say
John Holmes got a massive bogey? Do you want to see it?
There's no chance, man, that they're being honest about it. It must be for the priest as well. The priest must be in there just thinking, oh, I can't believe I need to.
Yeah,
he'll just be
WhatsApping the rest of the priests saying, wait, you hear this guy's fucking said.
That is true. Do you think though they would, if someone went in and was like, I killed someone, they aren't allowed to tell anyone, are they?
No. No.
Do you think they would keep it?
It's almost like doctor-patient confidentiality, isn't it? Mm. It's like Tony Soprano going to Dr. Melfi and saying, all the stuff that he did, although to
never
be fair,
he
didn't really say much,
did
he? Yeah. But anyway, you would still be. It's even more than that, I suppose. Then I'm pretty sure if it's doctor-patient confidentiality, the only way that you can tell people is if it's a break in the law or something like that.
But then probably really holy people that they probably go in and confess, probably quite honest. Let's say they're impure thoughts and all this. Mm. You know what I mean?
It's a
probably
cop out,
do.
Though, isn't it?
Aye.
That's a cop out.
What kind of impure thoughts?
Aye, there's no way that the priest is asking that.
See John Holmes's cop?
I want it on my face.
Aye,
where could I put it?
or people saying they're cheating. I can imagine people probably say they're cheated on their wives and stuff
probably,
like that.
Probably.
But I don't know about killing somebody. They've maybe said that, Father, I'm thinking about killing somebody.
Mm.
And he'll say, who is it? And he'll say, well, just go for it.
It would be interesting to see what, like, to know really what the priest's real honest reaction is.
Let's get a priest on here.
Oh my God, that would be funny.
Because if you're saying, I'm thinking about, or I've been cheating on my wife, then you would hope that the priest is going, well, you better tell her. But I wonder if the priest is right going, sorry then, okay. Ten Hail Marys.
That's guy it. Code.
Aye. Keep shagging two holes.
I bet two holes
is better than one. Two holes?
Technically four holes, isn't it?
Yeah, technically
six, six holes maybe.
What is the sixth?
The fifth and the sixth?
Oh, with the mouth.
Ah! I was thinking ears.
Nah, so the so man, I'm gonna, I need to write down these questions after they get asked. So the, what's the first option?
The would you rather every bite of food you had to take from now on or was super spicy, so like intense, everything
spicy's not good, super spicy
or everything you ate was bland.
Alright, so what about the Jesus
biscuits? So brand light,
like
bland light.
I liked
Jesus biscuits.
Did you like them?
Aye, I loved them.
Oh, that's hard. You know what, I'd probably say everything being spicy. I think I could get my head around something being flavoursome but spicy.
That's what I was going to say, it would have flavour and just be really hot.
It would just demolish your taste buds as well, but so I think you would get used to the spice after.
What's the rules on drinking during that? What's the rules on condiments?
No, it's not my question, mate.
Because if it's bland, right, if your food's bland, like I'd like to think I'll be able to find some condiments to be able to add.
Bland food would. I mean, if you ever watched the Bear Grylls, the Island, do you ever watch that? And they would just be eating rice all the time, and they would just lose the plot. And then somebody would find something that's got a bit of sugar in it, and they would just be going absolutely mental for it.
I always think that washed up.
What was the ice lollies you used to get that were in the plastic?
Freeze Pop?
Is it Freeze Pop?
Mr. Freeze.
Like washed up ones of them that they're just shooting the last bit of juice out after they travelled like 4,000 miles.
And stuff.
And then what was the other one? Space Battens, that's what I was thinking.
Space Battens.
You're a wee bit old for Space Battens, Vinny.
Do you ever have a Space Batten? The ones that are drawing, you snap them in the middle?
These too old for Space Battens.
Dildo shape.
You know, it 15 years between you and Vinny.
Vinny was
going to confession and saying, sorry, Father, for I have sinned.
Can't be 15 years, because Paul's been like, oh, Paul's...
I've been wanking furiously. You weren't even born yet.
He's 12 years older than you, eh?
He's 12, so Vinny and Paul are 12 years older than I am.
15.
And then do the maths. I'm 3 years older than
wise,
you.
Wise. Aye, so the spicy foods...
So yeah, I'd much rather have something.
Because you always see it like seeing Come Dine With Me or something, and there's somebody an Indian person on it or stuff, and they always say with British food, they always just think like a steak, a normal steak's bland, and the other, that's probably because they're so used to eating spicy food all the time. Mm. Taste buds are maybe a bit more obliterated at times. So
who
they just think
eating a steak's bland?
You got a lot of people like Indian and stuff like that. No, that's the sort of food they would eat, and they would just like, no, I need spice on that. But it's a bit of steak with salt is just great. But I think probably obliterates your taste buds. So I think if it was spicy all the time, you'd probably get used to it. Or you would just die.
I would struggle with spice.
I hate to spicy food. Now when you can't taste the flavour.
You go to Nando's, what do you get?
Plain.
I can't even remember.
You don't strike me as much a Nando's guy, to be fair.
No, it's usually a mild sauce I would get with it anyway.
Plain. Fucking plain.
I'm the same.
Plain Jane. No, you always get medium dip, sure. You never get mild.
Mild is medium.
No, it's
fucking
not.
Idiot.
Simplicity.
Say it again. Don't let her copy it. It is, Christy.
What?
Mild is what you get if you go to like Pepe's. But medium is Nando's. Mango and lime, lemon and herb, medium, hot, very hot. I don't know whether there's one above that too.
Oh, thanks for that knowledge. Really needed that.
Mild, and I'll just make life easy for you. If you go into a chicken shop and you say, can I have medium spice? They will think you're saying mild. And if you go into a chicken shop and you say, can I have mild? They'll think you mean medium too. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
Right.
Fucking hell. Fucking idiot.
Because you're just giving Vinny stick there when it's, I get mild all the time, man. And it's, see, I'd even say mild's got a wee bit of spice to it as well.
You're fucking plain Jane as well.
No.
I always get a flavour somewhere. I always get mango and lime.
I know, that's not spicy, though.
It's not spicy.
Flavorful.
We have got some mild. We have been making some, trying to make a decent bit of chicken and rice over the last few years, and in the fridge we've got some of the Nando's sauce that you can buy at the shops, and it's medium, but it's pretty. Grab a bottle.
Nah.
Come on, Vinny can put a wee bit in his finger, and he can tell us
Go get it.
This will be the first time we've ever done any sort of like prop involvement in the podcast.
Put straight in your mouth.
No. Put your tongue out like you're at communion. Your tongue out like you're at communion. It's the who put the cap on it? It's not barely even on it.
No, it wasn't me.
But why? He's gonna spill this. It's disaster going all over it. Look, spilling it.
See? Nice wee easy
is
one.
That it?
Nah,
it needs to be more than that, doesn't it?
Johnny's currently pouring Nando's sauce on his pinky finger. I know, what a fucking weird finger choice.
There you go.
It's like you're gonna rub. Do you know what it looks like? It's like you're gonna rub it on your gums.
Well, I'll try first, right? It's like a wee bit of sinus. Aye, that's definitely too spicy for me.
What the fuck are you doing?
Got a dirty den there. Aye, that's too spicy for me. Just gotta put it out there. It's tasty, but it's too spicy for me.
I don't know, it's spicy.
Yeah, that's alright.
Okay.
Probably in the cusp.
It's not spicy.
Taste the flavour.
It tastes good though, doesn't it?
Aftertaste of spice.
No, it's not too bad.
Aye. Too spicy.
You try to do a Darren Brown thing on me here. What's going on?
I don't know what. I just pulled it on my chicken and rice that night and I just thought it was far too spicy. So I don't have it on my chicken and rice anymore.
It's
a great anecdote.
I know.
Keep that for the wedding.
Oh, so. Everyone's going to feel better after doing that.
People will be like, what the fuck are these idiots talking about? Right.
So super spicy.
Bland or spicy?
Oh, super spicy all the time. It's going to taste of something.
Super spicy is horrible, but can you have yogurt with it?
Nah, you can't. It's going to always be spicy, but it's going to have flavour, whereas the bland stuff isn't going to have any flavour. Super spicy,
I like don't taste the flavour. Something's too spicy.
That's true. Keenan was eating firecracker chicken, which is quite spicy when he was talking about it. So maybe it's be really, really spicy.
A life with no flavour, man.
El Perro Negro, you like the chicken wings? I think they're proper spicy.
They are fucking
and
they
are
I don't get much flavour from them because I'm just like, these are too spicy to sort
Depends what kind of spice, though. Are the buffalo ones? I like buffalo.
No.
I
like a red sauce.
I can deal with
it. I like blue cheese sauce.
Christy, it's buffalo. It's buffalo. Buffalo wings.
Yeah, but it's buffalo.
And they've got a blue cheese sauce next to them.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, but he wasn't talking about the blue cheese sauce.
No. I know he wasn't talking about it. I was saying the ones with the blue cheese.
No, you didn't. You went the blue cheese ones, didn't you? You went the blue cheese ones. You know, it's good that we've got a recording of this.
Two of you are trying Darren Brown.
It was me and the ones with the blue cheese sauce. Because you get the bits why you have it. The blue cheese keeps them cool.
Aye.
No.
But anyway, right, you're right, and we need to go and get them sometime soon, by the way.
No, I think they're too spicy to enjoy them.
Do you know what's really fucking annoying about Christy, though? Do you want to know what's really annoying about her? And I'll speak this in my speech, and I'll be like...
I give rage in his face as well. It's just seized up.
Is that we will go and get food at places, right, sometimes, and something bad will happen afterwards.
And that's so, we kind of go back.
So, I can't remember when we got it, but we got a Papa John's, and I fucking love Papa John's. See, we've got a Papa John's just around the corner in Denison, where we're recording right now, right? Mm-hmm. 2 seconds for the flat. Easy to either walk to get food or order, or brilliant, obviously, for after a night out. And one night, me and Christy got, I don't think it was after a night out, it was just any normal night, got a Papa John's. The day after, she didn't feel too well.
That was it. I spewed my ring. That was it. But you would do that. I'll tell you, the El Perro Negro.
Negro probably as well.
We got that. Remember we did that cake delivery that night? Kieran and I, this was really bad, right? So we said Kieran, Fiona and Nicky to come over for dinner.
I remember you said.
We got
El Perro Negro. El Perro Negro.
Why have you put this doubt in your head?
Okay. Well, anyway, the next day we were...
Commit to saying it.
It's El Perro Negro.
Perro Negro.
So, we got it. Next day, Kieran was getting the bus to Italy. It was like a 36-hour trip.
Aye.
And he was spewing his ring because of this burger. It just put me off. But really sad that we made him...
words of anywhere. Like, they had all came to get food at the house, right? So... We were like, what to get? And there's loads of stuff around
here,
We'd been the night before.
It was amazing.
We're like, let's get an El Perro Negro. So we ordered it in Just Eat, right? The issue we had was Just Eat took fucking ages to deliver it.
So an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes?
I probably longer than that, to be fair. We actually had to go out. We invited everyone to the house and then had to leave them to go and deliver a cake for Christy. So we wanted to order it well before they had
to... Yeah, we had like 2 hours
clear. And we ended up... literally being able to eat it in like 20 minutes or something like that. So that was the already one annoyance about it, right? Then I think the second annoyance was that they didn't think it was amazing and like that because it'd been
delivered.
Yeah, it's not the same.
And then the third thing was when Kieran ate it, he was like, oh man, fucking, I wasn't too sure about having something like this in it because I just didn't want my arse to collapse tomorrow and I'm going to Italy. And then sure enough, he texts saying, I've not been at the toilet on the bus since. Like, can you imagine being a teacher? On a bus with all the pupils going to Italy or something like that and you shit your brains out more than once.
You're getting tagged for life.
And
I know
what Kieran's like when it comes to shitting. He loves it. He spends far too much time in the toilet.
But not in a bus.
But if he's rushing it when he's in the bus, I think he was hating that.
But he was spewing as well.
I know.
And then Fiona was sick too.
I know. Okay, right.
That's why it puts me off. I know it doesn't, but I think that was just Seat's fault because the guy had it in his car and it was a hot day.
But then, I was saying this, it's not necessarily definite that it was El Perro Negro's fault.
No. They both had the same thing.
Not an absolute...
Pretty funny coincidence.
So, like, see, Papa John's went in a night out. Papa John's. I went on a night out, came back
home. Did you? Was it good?
Went by Papa John's, brought a pizza in here.
It's a fucking shite story.
The feeling of sitting in that couch with a Papa John's in my lap eating
off.
It was
get any of our pizza.
Unreal.
Get your own. I'll get my own things in.
Because the Papa John's and Denison stays open until 3 o'clock.
I only want chicken
right.
nuggets.
Domino's
isn't
open. None of the rest of them are open. Right. Don't blame it because they're the only ones that are open. You can't get any food around here at that time of night. They deserve praise for that. And the El Perro Negro story. I think El Perro Negro's fucking brilliant.
I
went up and I waited about 40 minutes for them to make my burger. That was
40 minutes?
But it was worth it.
Guys, I'll be ready in 15 minutes.
Was it worth it?
Aye, it was. It was brilliant. But
what one do you get?
I think it was my first time there, so it was one of the main. God. I asked the guy what's the classic one, and that was what he told
me. So remind me of would you rather question next week could be, would you rather wait... Sorry, so get your food immediately after you ordered it, but... there's a chance or a high chance that it could be shite, or would you rather wait for an hour to get your food after ordering it but know it's always going to be amazing?
That's a shite question. Easy answer. Everyone listens to me like, not tuning in next week for that shite.
Easy answer.
Aye.
An hour for someone else to make your food when you're kind of in a rush and you just want to get it.
Yeah, of course, all the time.
Right, so you're going spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy and spicy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it out there. That is the first time, I think.
I don't think it
an
is.
An all-rounder that you've agreed.
Where we've agreed on every single question.
I'm sure one time we did.
You didn't agree on the last one.
What was the last one again? My question?
Tell a lie. You did agree.
My question was the... take a drink for... Oh no, I didn't agree.
I didn't
agree. I take it back again. So we haven't all agreed. 3 out of 4 this week. Well, right, that was a good one this week. I have a feeling that I know what the reviews are going to be like. It's going to be, that was long, and you spent a lot of time talking absolute fucking shite about nothing.
I like that.
I know, me too.
We could cover the church there.
It's anecdotal.
We covered the church.
Nobs.
We covered local food that makes you sick.
We covered communion biscuits.
We covered what you should wear for to have the best balls.
Mm-hmm.
We covered a boy's man at some random porn star's massive bobby, and a couple other things as well. I think that's me shaving my spots. We covered spots.
Mm-hmm.
Decent podcast this week. Christy, thanks very much for being on it this week.
Thank you, Sean.
Vinny, thanks for being on again.
Thank you very much.
And after weeks of promising that we're going to get a guest on, we still don't actually have a guest lined up. It isn't because everyone we've been asking has said no, it's because... I'm a lazy bastard and I've not asked anyone yet, but I promise, right, we'll make the promise that by next week's podcast we'll at least have asked somebody.
We'll ask somebody.
No, we'll have lined somebody up, but we'll have asked somebody. So hopefully there'll be a podcast guest in the next couple of weeks after this asking this week. This is a big week.
And also Dead Man Fall, I've got a new single out.
Yes.
Stand go on, up. Sing it.
No.
Good, sing it.
Good hosting.
I think you could possibly play it at the end of the
that's
podcast.
A good idea.
You need to send it.
I'll send you.
I'll send it.
You and we'll put it at the end of it.
So the song that's about to play you out in maybe a couple of minutes is called what, Vinny?
Stand Up.
And it's now out on all
Deezer.
Good platforms such as Deezer.
On Deezer. It's only on Deezer, so you need
Deezer.
Aye. When you uploaded it to Deezer this week, did you think?
It's definitely on Deezer.
Right
on Deezer. Amazon, get it on Amazon, get it on iTunes, Spotify.
Is there a preference for where you'd like people to get it?
You'd obviously like people to buy it,
yeah.
But nobody does.
What's the difference? Spotify, this is an interesting one, but what's the difference? What's the difference to them going and playing it once on Spotify to buying
on
it
Spotify,
for...
Spotify, every time somebody plays something, you get like 0.00001 pence.
Do you?
So you need to rely on them playing it a lot.
So how much money do you get if it has a billion plays?
I don't know.
£1 million?
I don't know. I don't think we need to worry about that.
Wow.
Although, Bang Your Drum's been played over 600,000 times.
That's amazing.
What? On Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Much did you get for
Craig Ferguson?
Not telling you.
£600?
No, it's more than that.
£60?
He just said he's not telling you.
I'm not telling you.
That's like, I'm going, Christy, how much you make for your cakes this week? And you're like, not sure. Well, for me and Christy's point of view, I think people who are listening to this and want to listen to some Dead Man Fall, as they should, go and buy it.
Go and buy it and then buy tickets for the gig on 7th of March.
Yeah.
7th of March.
It will be fun. We'll all be there.
What time do the doors open?
Half seven.
There we go.
Till 3.
You're all over it, and you know, even though we've not got a ticket yet. Half seven. You know what we'll do? We'll buy those tickets to give away.
I'll sing Bang Your Drum on the way out.
Well, what have we got, Scotty?
Oh, okay.
And Bang Your Drum's old news.
That is a good song.
Stand-up's the new fucking tune.
Stand-up's the new one.
So, can you hear you doing any backing vocals on it?
Aye, it's quite a group singing.
Is it?
It's a chanty song.
We should have listened to it by now.
Lovely. You should have listened to it by now. You should have backed
Who's got the writing... who's got the writing credit on it?
It'll be all of us.
All of you? Yeah. See, when I was talking about the drink earlier on, by the way, just while I remember, the drink thing was because I saw the reaction some people were giving to Lewis Capaldi for going up to the
Brits
podium with a bottle of wine. I just thought it was absolutely
hilarious. He was just done it as a joke. And that obviously Labour woman came out and criticised, but then somebody made the good point of if it was a bottle of champagne, nobody would say that.
And he's funny. Would you do it?
No, I wouldn't do it. But
would you just be very kind of, you know, like the foals
but
went up?
Lewis Capaldi's different. He's brilliant. He's a total...
I think that could be brought out in you if
he's
you
he's totally different to anything in the music industry, because everybody tries to look cool all the time and he just doesn't care about that. And because he doesn't care about that, I mean, the picture he took for the inside of the toilet at the Grammys.
Oh my god,
so then they can be cool. And while everyone's trying to look cool, he's going the other way to make himself look so uncool.
Aye.
And everybody just wants to meet him for it, and even all the celebrities must just think this guy's brilliant.
I know, he does come across well.
He does. He'd be good to go on this down the line.
Good on
Lewis, if you're listening. I know you will be. I know you'll be binging these
a couple
of months from now.
Big fan.
Know that we've called you out to come on it, and we'll fly to wherever you are to get you on it. LA, up for it?
Yeah.
If the word came tomorrow, right, Lewis Capaldi's recording in LA for the next month.
I think he does maybe live in Glasgow, doesn't he?
I know, but man, he's going to get big time at one point. Yeah. I don't know. He did say he wanted to move to Denison, to be fair, though, didn't he?
Did he?
He said that at some point last year, just saying how once the music dies down, he's like, I'm just living in Denison, doing such
podcast.
But again, thanks a lot, Christy. Thanks, Vinny. For everyone listening,
We didn't get to say bye.
You say bye in a second, don't worry.
We've said goodbye.
And yeah, exactly.
So I did.
For everybody listening,
is that goodbye?
Don't know. Thanks, I think.
I don't actually think it, I don't know. I genuinely don't think it is. But you can listen to the podcast in all the usual places. You probably know where they are if you're listening to this.
Deezer
just now.
And shout out to you guys.
On Deezer.
But if you're listening to this just now, obviously tell your pals about it. We would obviously massively appreciate it. If you're listening and you like it, why not share something about it on like Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or something, and make sure you tag us in it. You can get us on Twitter at YouRatherPod. And anywhere else you could tag Talking Boys or find myself or Vinny or Christy if you possibly can, but keep it, maybe keep it at 12.
Aye.
Well,
right.
To play you out is Stand Up by a Scottish band called Dead Man Fall that Vinny is third or fourth most important
I'd say after the brass section, actually probably seven.
But no, this is Stand Up by Dead Man Fall, and like Vinny said, get buying it on Amazon and all the other different places, and get buying tickets for their gig on 7th of March at room 2. Nailed that, almost did it without any prompt. Right, thanks to everyone that listened. Christy, bye bye.
Bye.
Vinny, bye.
Danke schön.
And we'll speak to everyone next week.
Catch you on the flip side, motherfucker.
It's disgusting. We'll be right back.
watching on. Yeah.